This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the 18th Pravasi Bhartiya Divas Convention this morning, being held at the Janata Maidan in Bhuvaneshwar. President Murmu will also confer the Pravasi Bhartiya Samman to distinguished members of the Indian diaspora for their excellence in different fields. The Samman is the highest honour conferred on a non-resident Indian, person of Indian origin, or an organisation or institution established and run by non-resident Indians or persons of Indian origin who have made a significant contribution within India or abroad for social and humanitarian work. The notification for the Delhi Assembly elections will be issued today. With the issuance of notification, the process of nomination will begin. The candidates can file their nominations till 17th of January. The last date of withdrawal of nomination is the 20th of this month. The Kumbhwani channel of Akashwani dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025 was launched in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, launched the channel. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister said, Mahakumbh is beyond caste, creed and discrimination and spreads the message of unity. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, joined the programme virtually. During the programme, Kumbh Mangal Dhun was also launched by the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh. Kumbhwani channel of Akashwani will broadcast several programmes based on every activity of Mahakumbh from tomorrow till 26 February from 5:55 a.m. to 10:05 p.m. Live commentary of Amrit Snan will be broadcast through Kumbhwani channel. The programme can be heard on 103.5 MHz frequency, News on AIR app and Waves OTT. Prasar Bharati Chairman Dr. Navneet Kumar Sehgal, Chief Executive Officer Gaurav Dwivedi, Director General Akashwani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, Director General Doordarshan Kanchan Prasad and senior officials of Akashwani and Doordarshan were present in the ceremony along with many dignitaries. Speaking on the occasion, Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal said that extensive arrangements are being made for wider coverage of Mahakumbh 2025.
सबसे बड़े आध्यात्मिक सांस्कृतिक ऐतिहासिक इस आयोजन को कवर करने के लिए आयोजन को घर घर तक पहुंचाने के लिए जन जन तक पहुंचाने के लिए प्रसार भारती विशेष प्रयास कर रहा है. आज कुंभवाणी का विशेष एफएम चैनल लॉन्च किया माननीय मुख्यमंत्री उत्तर प्रदेश योगी आदित्यनाथ जी ने उसे शुरू किया है. माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी की जो उनका लक्ष्य है विकसित भारत के साथ साथ भारत की जो सनातन जो सांस्कृतिक विरासत है उसको न केवल सहेजना बल्कि उसको प्रफुल्लित और उसको आगे बढ़ाना, उस उद्देश्य से ये इस आयोजन को जन जन तक पहुंचाना हमारा लक्ष्य है. और मैं ये बताना चाहूंगा कि प्रसार भारती के जो विभिन्न अंग हैं, जैसे आकाशवाणी अपना एफएम चैनल के माध्यम से हमारा मीडियम वेव चैनल है, इसके साथ साथ डीडी नेशनल, डीडी इंडिया और डीडी न्यूज, ये तीनों चैनल लगातार कुंभ को अब से लेकर फरवरी के आखिर तक जब तक की कुंभ चल रहा है उसको कवर करते रहेंगे, जानकारियां उसके आयोजनों के बारे में जन जन को अवगत कराते रहेंगे.
Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw visited Chennai's Integral Coach Factory ICF today to review advancements in India's railway infrastructure. He highlighted transformative developments including upgrades to Amrit Bharat train coaches with 12 significant enhancements for passenger comfort and safety, plans to introduce 15 new affordable trains for lower income groups within 2 years were also announced. The minister unveiled upgrades to Vande Bharat trains featuring modular toilets, emergency systems, fire defences and mobile holders. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast dense fog condition during the night and early morning hours in some parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttar Pradesh today. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over Bihar, Jharkhand, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha and the northeastern states for the next 2 days. In women's cricket, the first match of the 3 one-day international series between India and Ireland will be played today at the Saurashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat. The match will start at 11 a.m. In the Malaysia Open Badminton, India's Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will take on Malaysia's Ong Yu Sin and Theo Yee in the quarterfinals at Kuala Lumpur today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.